Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab. Adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and the executive board of the Boy Scouts of America is meeting this week in Texas and said it will reconsider its policy of excluding gay members and leaders. Texas Governor Rick Perry thinks that's a bad idea. President Obama had this to say to CBS anchor Scott Pelley on Sunday.
My attitude is that gays and lesbians should have access and opportunity the same way everybody else does. In every institution and walk of life. And, the Scouts are a great institution that are promoting young people and exposing them to, opportunities and leadership that, will serve people for the rest of their lives. And I think that nobody should be barred for that.
President Obama on Sunday. My next guest would welcome the change. Eagle Scout Zach Walsh founded a group called Scouts for Equality and is the author of My Two Moms, Lessons of Love, Strength, and What Makes a Family. Zach, welcome to WNYC.
Thanks for having me.
Here in uniform. Do
yep.
you wear your Eagle Scout shirt very much?
When it's appropriate, I think. The Scouts hold the uniform in very high esteem, so we only want to wear it when it's appropriate.
And we can take your calls on this, folks. Are you a Scout? The parent of a Scout leader? Some parents have kept their sons out of Scouting mm-hmm. because of this policy, because they didn't like the discrimination, even though you would have preferred to put your child in the Scouts. Will this change your mind about the Boy Scouts? Either way, 212-433-WNYC. And since we're evolving toward a sort of post-Boy Scout culture, I think, more or less in the United States, if you were in the Scouts, call up and tell us why this was meaningful to you. 212-433-WNYC. And Zach, just remind us briefly of what official Scout policy has been and for how long, because it wasn't mm-hmm. always that they had a policy one way or the other about sexual orientation, and this even made it all the way to the Supreme Court.
That's correct. The ban was implemented in 1978, so about 35 years ago, and was challenged by a Supreme Court case that was argued in 2000, James Dale v. the Boy Scouts. And this was a Supreme Court decision that was very, very divisive. It was a 5-4 decision. In fact, the court's only Eagle Scout ruled in favor of James Dale, who was a gay scoutmaster forced out of the BSA.
Who was the only scout on the court?
Justice Stephen Breyer.
Mm-hmm.
And so in 2012, just this past July, 7 months ago, the BSA very publicly reaffirmed this ban. Our organization, Scouts for Equality, had launched a month earlier. So that was kind of an early bump in the road, but a scout is cheerful. So we kept going, and 7 months later, the BSA has now announced that they're going to be considering this policy change.
And it was only last July that the executive
right.
board upheld the ban despite all the protests. So any idea why they're expected to change their minds now?
Well, over the last 7 months, Scouts for Equality has worked closely with GLAAD, the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, using an online platform that is used to generate online petitions called change.org. And we've gathered more than 1.4 million signatures across a number of different petitions, calling on various BSA board members, corporate donors, and in fact individual councils, local governing bodies of the Scouts, attend the ban and reinstate those who have been forced out.
So I think the next controversy is that the change in policy that they're considering would just push the decision down to the local level.
That's right.
And I know the New York Times editorial board took them to task the mm-hmm. other day for not mandating that all Scout troops allow gays. What do you think?
We agree with the New York Times, to be clear. We think that this is a half step that is a step in the right direction. And frankly, the fact that they're considering loosening this policy after 35 strident years of opposition is an important step. But discrimination sends a harmful message to kids, whether they're gay or straight, and it doesn't matter if that's at the national level or the local level. Frankly speaking, as a straight Eagle Scout, it's antithetical to everything that Scouting stands for.
But why should the national organization dictate local culture one way or the other, especially considering that local troops are so frequently sponsored by churches.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Some of which, like the Southern Baptists and Catholics, just don't want gays in.
Absolutely. So 69.4% of all BSA units are sponsored by faith-based organizations, including the Mormon Church, most prominently, second, the United Methodist Church, and the Catholic Church, Baptist, so on. Now, one of the reasons that folks are a little hesitant is because, well, you know, this is a private organization. They have a constitutionally protected right to set membership policy. But that doesn't change the fact that we're talking about morality. Scouting has, from day one, you know, over 100 years ago, been about a multi-faith approach to service, whether it's at the national level, the state level, or the local level. And so we feel that even though there are certainly some people of faith who feel that homosexuality is immoral or runs contrary to their individual religious beliefs, scouting is less about an individual's religious beliefs and more about the principles of scouting. And if you listen to the scout law, you know, a scout is trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent.
You can do that in your sleep,
right? I could
right?
do that in my sleep, backwards, forwards, however you'd like. You'll notice that the phrase heterosexual is not in that list. Now, some folks try to jump onto a part of the scout oath that says we swear to be morally straight. And I would simply remind both your viewers and those who try to make that argument, not viewers, excuse me, listeners, and people who try to make that argument, that the phrase morally straight predates our modern colloquialism for heterosexual by more than 50 years.
Eric in Englewood, you're on WNYC. Hi, Eric.
Hey there. Thank you for taking my call. I'm an Eagle Scout. I got my Eagle, you know, just before my 18th birthday in Charlotte, North Carolina. And I would never denounce all the great things that I learned from scouting. I would never, you know, take back any of the growth that I received from that organization. But at the same time, if they came to the door knocking now, as they often do through solicitations, of my salute, I would raise just the finger in the middle. It's I felt very, very, very publicly excluded for many years, and I'm very eager to listen to their, I guess, their resolution on this issue. If they approach it again and reconfirm, that would be a disaster. But if they really do change their policies because of the national sort of movement towards acceptance, then I'm willing to come back into the fold. I would love to be a scout again, but I certainly have not felt one for years.
Eric, what did you get from scouting? How has it informed your adulthood?
Skill, leadership, camaraderie, and responsibility to each other. There was a lot of high adventure camping and stuff, which makes you depend on each other. There was a lot of rudimentary skills that were, you know, folded into the daily activities and to the larger activities in almost subtle ways, but then there were specific, you know, skill-based enterprises that were competition-based and, you know, summer camps and team-based competitions. I swam a mile in scouting. I certainly can't do that now, and that's not because they've excluded me.
Eric, thank you so much for your call. And Claude in Mattawan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Claude.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I am an Eagle Scout, and I don't believe gays, leaders or scouts should ever have been excluded. The only fear I have is that at the local level, you're going to start to have parents saying, oh, gee, a gay leader is going to become a pedophile, which is ridiculous because there's no evidence to demonstrate that. And I've known gay leaders who were very quiet about it, who are some of the best scout leaders I've seen. And it would be great if the National just said, hey, we're not going to do this anymore.
Claude, what did you get from scouting that's informed your adulthood?
Oh, God. Leadership. A sense of accomplishment that's helped me through my life. Helped me stick my nose to the grindstone that eventually led me to develop into a C-level executive in a publicly traded company.
Claude, thank you so much. Scott in Sussex County, you're on WNYC. Hi, Scott.
Hey, how are you guys doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm an Eagle Scout. I'm 22 years old. I live in Sussex County, New Jersey. I was in Troop 95 out of Sparta. I got my Eagle again right at my 18th birthday. I really think that it's great that this is a public issue now as opposed to at any other time with the shift in public opinion. But, I mean, I think the saddest part about all of this talk is that, you know, that the connection is even made to someone's sexual orientation being a qualification or not to leadership. I certainly got many things out of scouting, leadership being one of them. I just definitely think it was probably one of the primary things to culture me into a successful human being, scouting.
Scott, thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say that all three of your guests, Eagle Scouts, Eric, Claude, and Scott, all felt that scouting played an instrumental role in their lives. And even though there are certainly a lot of folks today who might view scouting as an outdated kind of relic from the past, I think most of us who have actually gone through the program have found it to be very enriching and a very rewarding experience. And that's one of the reasons why it's so sad that the BSA, you know, is at this moment willing to exclude some people who want to be a part of that experience.
Zach Wall's with us, founder of a group called Scouts for Equality and the author of My Two Moms, Lessons of Love, Strength, and What Makes a Family. The Boy Scouts of America are going to vote tomorrow on whether to lift the ban on gay scouts and scout leaders. Now, people should know you became an LGBT activist when your testimony a couple of years ago on behalf of gay marriage in Iowa mm-hmm. went viral. Mm-hmm. As your book title suggests, mm-hmm. you're the son of a lesbian couple. And growing up, I guess your mother supported you becoming an Eagle Scout.
Absolutely.
Despite this policy mm-hmm. against gays and lesbians, mm-hmm. Which, you know, two of which they were.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when I was 10 years old, my Cub Scout pack was told that we had to leave our elementary school where we had been meeting regularly for, you know, my entire duration in the program. And then I was very confused. And the reason that we were being forced out was because the Boy Scouts had just won their Supreme Court case and reaffirmed their ban on gay members. And that was inconsistent with our school's non-discrimination policy. And so even though my mom, Jackie, who was our den mother, a mama grizzly, if you will, has, you know, an out lesbian and leading our unit, that was, you know, not acceptable and we were forced out. So the hope really for us is that by ending this policy at the national level and being able to really get to work on bringing an end to these policies at the local level, you know, hopefully our community, you know, which was once a home to scouting, will be able to once again host that Cub Scout pack and Boy Scout and Cub Scout units to come.
Joan in Franklin Lakes, you're on WNYC. Hi, Joan.
Hi, I'm the mother of an Eagle Scout married to a Scoutmaster with a wood badge, and I'm absolutely in favor of gays, but I do have a question. I would think that there would have to be policies and instruction related to camping if you have gay and straight Scouts together. The Scouts have a very, very good child protection system. But I think they would have to add to that so that you didn't have bullying or any kind of inappropriate activity.
Mm-hmm. Well, Joan, I think a lot of parents across the country absolutely share that concern. And in fact, the BSA has an extraordinarily successful co-ed program called Venture Scouting, which is home to, you know, literally, you know, thousands of folks all over the country who use the Venture program to go on high adventures, you know, whether it's, you know, kayaking or canoeing up in the Boundary Waters, rock climbing, whatever the case may be. And the BSA has very, you know, stringent, you know, rules that there's no sexual activity allowed between members of co-ed programs. And I assume that the same would continue to be true here and have no reason to suspect otherwise. And thank your husband, by the way, for me. It's a big honor.
Thank you.
Thank you. And there's already a policy that no scout leader, did you mention this, no scout leader may be alone with a scout?
Correct. It's called Too Deep. And essentially the rule is that no youth may be alone with scout leaders, and whether it's two leaders or two scouts, vice versa is true. And it's been, in fact, the BSA's Youth Protection Program has been one of the major success stories, you know, in kind of this nonprofit, you know, youth service and leadership development area since it was implemented in the early 90s.
Last thing, the Times editorial the other day pointed out that the Supreme Court ruling upholding the ban was based on the anti-gay stance being part of their core mission. So even this partial move, if they vote for it tomorrow to allow decisions at the local scout level, could result in a court-mandated change for all troops eventually, couldn't it? Because then it could no longer be seen as part of the Boy Scouts of America core mission?
Well, I'm not an attorney, so I don't think I'm necessarily qualified to comment on that area. But I will, you know, to be clear, the Boy Scouts doesn't see it that way. Currently, the Boy Scouts have expressed concern that currently, actually, you know, pending legal challenges are threatening to force them to go further than they would like to. So they really view this change as moving on their terms and not the court's.
Prediction for what will happen tomorrow?
I think it'll be a close vote, but I think the Boy Scouts will pass the change.
Zach Walls. His book is My Two Moms, Lessons of Love, Strength, and What Makes a Family, and founder of the group Scouts for Equality. We'll be watching tomorrow. Thank you for coming in and talking with us.
Thank you, Brian.